Lift your hand if you will. Father, we thank you for the current of the Holy Ghost flowing through this time, this atmosphere from the praise and the worship, that you are here to minister to us. The Holy Spirit is here to unfold the Word of God in this house and around the world. We yield step by step, step by step. Show us what we need to do and how to do it. We thank you for it. We thank you for these times of making decisions all over the world about who's going to run this America, that you get the right person in. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Let's get into the Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I watch my stool, yes. I want you to make a note of healthy soul, healthy body, healthy life. Healthy soul, number one. Healthy body, number two. Healthy life. That's the subject, but it also means a happy life when you can know how to receive your health and keep it. Now, in looking at this, I brought my phone. I usually have my iPad. I'm teaching from my Bible, but I want to read a translation to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, did I tell you that? Huh?
Yes, sir.
That's where we're going, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to read, maybe I should read the King James. I never switched over to the New King James as of yet. I'm so used to the old King James. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, we're going to see some things about the body. Let me give you a word or two before we read it so you'll be more sharper while we're reading it. The spirit of health abides in my spirit. Get that. See, your spirit is perfect. The spirit of health, my spirit is healthy. So the spirit of health abides in my spirit. And I got to touch it because that's the way it came. Stop letting the enemy rape your health with food. The enemy has raped many in the body of Christ. He has caused a type of fornication with food. He's even put many in whorish position about food because we're dealing with the body and we had to bring it under control. And so we're talking about healthy soul can produce a healthy body, can stop the rape and stop the thing that Satan is causing us to do, not to have health in our bodies. But our spirit is perfectly healthy.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. In 1 Corinthians 6, 12, and then I'm going to read it out of the Passion Bible. All things are lawful unto me. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
But all things are not what?
Expedient.
It's lawful, but it's not expedient. In other words, it won't work out right. All things are lawful to me, but I would not be brought under the power of any. I mean, verse 12. Where y'all at? Verse 12. Y'all got me out there because I up in here. They kind of slow up me tonight. Who got me out there? I know Boyd got me. I know, yeah, you got me. Yeah, all right. Look at the 12th verse because it's telling you that there are some things you can do, but it's not going to pay off right. Let me read it out of that one verse out of the Passion translation. It is true that our freedom allows us to do anything, but that doesn't mean that everything we do is good for us. You see it?
Yeah.
See, you know, look at it. It's true that our freedom allows us to do anything. You can do whatever you want to do. You ain't got to pay me no mind. But that doesn't mean that everything we do is good for us. I'm free to do as I choose, but I choose never to be a slave to anything. All right? Now, there's a type of slavery. The enemy have given our soul a slave appetite. And it doesn't seem right to even talk about this. People get upset, they get angry. They love their slave appetite. But it's not in the body. The body don't have that appetite. That appetite is in the soul. And with it being in the soul, that means Satan is in control of your level of health. You don't have to say amen on that. All right, verse 13. Meat for the belly and the belly for meats. Oh, somebody said, there's my meat. Hallelujah, I've got a lot. But God shall destroy both it and them. Now, the body is not for fornication with food either, but for the Lord. And the Lord for the body. See, we're talking about the body. Now, in reading that, that was that? That's the 13th verse. In the Passion Bible, it says, some have said, I eat to live, and I live to eat. But God will do away with it all. The body was not created for illicit sex, but to serve and worship our Lord Jesus, who can fill the body with himself. See, dealing with the body. And so in my study, I saw sex sin is just like food sin. You're dealing with your body. Your body don't belong to you. We're going to find out your body belongs to God. So I thank the Holy Spirit, because I'm talking to Christians mostly, and I thank the Holy Spirit will have something to work with when you're talking about a whorish eater and a fornicator eater. I think somebody's going to think a little bit better now. The Holy Spirit said, give me something to work with, Leroy. I said, say it. Are you scared to say it? I said, no, sir, I'm not scared. I say it. All right, follow me now. Verse 14, and God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Now look at verse 15. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Should I then take the member of Christ and make them the member of a harlot? God forbid. Wait, verse 15, right? Yeah. Talk to me.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm gonna read it. I'm gonna read it out of this translation. Don't you know that your body belongs to Christ as his body parts? Should one presume to take the member of Christ's body and make them into a member of a harlot? Absolutely not. 16th verse said, I'm going to keep reading the Passion. Are you aware of the fact that when anyone sleeps with a prostitute, he becomes a part of her and she becomes a part of him? For it has been declared. So, I mean, food. See, he talking about the body. So I'm online. He's talking about the body. So I said, oh, you just talking about fornicating. No, you fornicating when you eating the wrong thing for your body to do what God wanted to do, to live the life God wants you to live and to honor God as a model of health. Model of health. Write that down. Model of health. I'm the right size and I got a clear body. My sickness disease is not running my body. And I walk down the street and I say, glory to God. All right. We'll keep reading the Passion, the 15th verse. Then I'm going to start giving you some points. We're talking about healthy soul, healthy body, healthy life, or healthy living. Good God Almighty. But you can't be prostitute. You can't be permitting food to rape you of your health. That's why we got the scripture, beloved, I worship of all, then your prosper being held even as your soul prospers. You see what I'm saying? And then when he tells us how magnificent, how dynamic our bodies really are in Psalm 139, verse 14, then he says, and our soul knows right well. See that the spirit is perfect. We're going to find that in 2 Peter chapter 1. We operate in 2 Peter chapter 1 with precious faith, perfect spirit, exceeding great and precious promises, partake of his divine nature, then we can handle this thing not by flesh, not by feeling, not by taste, but we can take our health back.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And keep it. Yeah, yeah. So it says here in verse 15, don't you know that your bodies belong to Christ as his body parts? Should one presume to take the member of Christ's body and make them into a member of a harlot? Absolutely not. Aren't you aware of the fact that when anyone sleeps with a prostitute, he become a part of her? And she become a part of him? For it has been declared, the two become a single body. Whatever you eat, it and your body become one. If it's poison, if it's full of calorie with no nutrition, that's what your body gonna become. The church is solid all over the world. But the one who joined himself to the Lord is mingled into one spirit with him. This is why I'm on verse 18 now. This is why you must keep running away from sexual immorality. For every other sin a person commits is external to the body, but immorality involves sinning against your own body. Same thing. When I read it, Holy Spirit told me, say, same thing. That's how Christians get into health problems. And then they say the prayer, God didn't answer that prayer. Now look at verse 19. Have you forgotten that your body is now the sacred temple of the Spirit of holiness who lives in you? You don't belong to yourself any longer. For the gift of God, the Holy Spirit, live inside your sanctuary. You are God's expensive purchase. So go down, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Paid for with tears of blood. So by all means, then, use your body, what is it? To bring glory to God. Do sickness and disease bring glory to God? Can Satan whoop the cross? You see my point? So is Satan greater than God's word?
No, sir.
No? Huh?
No, sir.
So what's diluting us then? What's diluting the church from hell? What's causing the church? Good prayers, good praises, good worshipers, good dancers. But what diluting our health is Satan? Satan is not greater than the cross. How can he cross us up like he's been crossing us up with our health? All right, so let's go. Healthy souls, healthy bodies, healthy life. Satan put his killing appetite in your soul through your mind. If you fully learn how to protect your soul, manifestation and demonstration of health is sure to come. I'm going to read that again. Then I'm going to start giving you some points. I mean, you can use these teachings as a health manual, if you want. And then what the Holy Spirit is doing is, you know, you point your finger at a fornicator quick. Look, that's a fornicator there. They running around. That's an adulterer right there. What about you? See, you point your finger at everybody else. You don't have your business straight. You see, you're condemning people when you ought to be praying for them because you need some help yourself. You might be a bigger hole than the hole. Satan put his killing appetite in your soul. Got it?
Yeah.
Not in your body, in your what? Soul. That's in your mind, your emotion, your conscience, your thinking, your desire. The last time you went to the refrigerator, you didn't go on your own. If you got the wrong thing out of there, Satan told you to go. He talked to you all the time. He talked to me about food all the time. You want this, you want that. You know you want this.
Yeah.
Anybody else in here with me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You don't get food urges? Y'all just lying. Oh, y'all get fooled up. Y'all just said, sit there and look at me. This is innocent. Just, shit, you know me. I'm in full control. Shit, I ain't crazy. So Satan, I got to get from this introduction. Satan put his killing appetite in your soul through your mind. If you learn how to fully protect your soul, manifestation and demonstration of health is sure to come. Let's see. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. This is exactly what that scripture says, is exactly what the Lord is doing for the body of Christ tonight through his servant. Turn to it. Y'all can't find it in the back? Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. See it? I know you. See it?
Yes, sir.
That I have set before you life and death. Yeah. I'm also setting before you sickness and health.
Yes, sir.
Okay? Life and death. Blessing and cursing. Therefore, look what the Lord said. Yeah. Choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
My God. Number one, God has healing and health and a long, satisfied life prepared for you. God has healing and health and a long, satisfied life prepared for you. Matter of fact, you can write John 19:30, it's finished. Your healing and health is finished. If the enemy attack you, you go right back to hell if you follow the guidelines or the instruction or the wisdom that God has given you now. Look at a scripture to back it up. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Let's see, and then you've got John 19:30. It is finished, but here, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh? Health is a blessing, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, health already belongs to you as a child of God. You should not live in sickness and disease. You should be in tune to the Holy Spirit direction through your soul, through your spirit, through your soul, to your body. Now, let's look at why God has healing and health. You heard what I said?
Yes, sir.
And long, satisfied life prepared, say, for me. For me. All right. So, I mean, I don't care what your conditions are. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care what's the status are. If you make the right changes in your believing, your thinking, your eating, exercising, meditating the word, health belongs to you. The reason we dwelling on eating the right thing so much is that's what a curveball can mean. That's the fastball. And see, you praying in tongue. How can people pray in tongue 40 minutes still stay sick? You mean to tell me tongue don't work against poison you put in? Satan knows that. Here's something. Here's a scripture that y'all been hollering about for years. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. Y'all been hollering about it for years. All right, the Lord said, I heard you, all right? I brought my servant here to teach you line by line. Here it is. See, write this down. Health is a divine revelation. Health mysteries are being unfolded to the body of Christ right now, to you as an individual. You, the only one, can cause your body to be healthy. But it's written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Anybody here would believe that God has help prepared for you? I raise my hand. Yes, sir. Okay. But see, in the natural, you're not going to see it unless you have a revelation of how it works. The fearful and wonderful and marvelous body we have, unless our soul, unless our mind, unless our imagination, let our spirit fill it with the truth, the enemy going to rob us. He rob us every time. But look at the next voice. See, because I believe help is spiritual. Yes, I believe healing is spiritual. Yes, just as spiritual as praying. Yeah. What? If we're going to honor and glorify God. Mm-hmm. Now, I've had people text me and have people say some things. People came under conviction. Just the time I've been teaching, that's why I'm still here teaching. Come under conviction. Say, I got it. I'm changed. I talked to a woman from Hawaii. Got it. Changed. Listen. But God has revealed, that word reveal is so important. Things have to be revealed to you for you to operate in it. But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yeah, the deep things of God. So God has to reveal it to you. Health is a revelation. The church have not walked in health revelation. Health is a revelation. Health is not just physical. Just like sickness and disease are from spirit, health come from spirit. And so if sickness and disease come from a spirit and you just only try to stop it physically by your little exercise and doing some other thing, that's not going to stop it. I promise to believe out of these sections, so many healthy people are going to walk out. You know, I gave you Mark 4, 29 through 30, to 26 through 30, I think, where he said, first the seed, I'm putting the seed in, then the blade, then the corn, then the full corn in the ear, and then take out the sickle, because the harvest of health has come. Yes, you notice I'm not teaching a whole lot about healing. Healing has been taught. You got to be healed before you get healthy, but healing, y'all know enough about healing to be healed, but you can't be healed if you're hurting yourself. Yes, sir. All right. So you got to be, so health is a revelation. Now look at Romans 8:28 then, under that same point. God has healing and health and long satisfied life of value. All things work together for good for them that love God, those who are called according to his purpose. So, I mean, just like anything else, your physical health will work out for good. You know, I know it came from Romans 8:26. 20 and 8:27, because sometimes we don't know how we should pray about something. But in that, you, when you get the mind of the Spirit and the will of God operating in your health, you're going to walk in divine health. And you're going to live a long, satisfied life. And you're going to have more health miracle in the body of Christ in the next year than you ever seen before. Health miracle. Matter of fact, I'm going to preach on health miracle Sundays, I believe. Health miracle. Help miracles living on the inside of me. Tapping into the revelation that my soul knows right well. That's a revelation there. Turn to Psalm 139:14. That's a revelation there. Then that's 3 John 2, you see, because they're both dancing together. See? Psalm 139:14. That is right there. Divine help is built on the inside of you. God gave you a health producing body. Yes, sir. See, we praise God. We're fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous of thy work, but it cannot manifest unless my soul know a little bit about it. No. See, my soul knows it right well. My soul now knows enough not to let the enemy give me the wrong appetite. Yes, sir. I'm ready to fight. See, you can't fight the good fight of faith with a stupid soul. You can't. We have prayed. We have said. We have laid hand on people and they died anyway. Good people. Why? And then, why, Lord? Why, Lord? She loved you so much. Yeah, she loved him, but she didn't know this. That the average person to go in the grave is because of this ahead of time. It's because of this. Why do you have to wait till something strike and try to come back when you could be ahead of it? And he enjoying life and eating good things. See, it's that perverted appetite in your soul telling you the only thing tastes good is the junk. You know, all y'all wave your hand at me. Come on, wave your hand. Don't stop lying. See, y'all wave your hand. Y'all don't care what yet. I don't care yet, see. Stop lying. So, tapping into the revelation that my soul knows right well. Say it, my soul knows right well. Say it again, my soul knows right well. Say it again, my soul knows right well. Now, baby, when you get there, you're going to be bold and you're going to be blessed. And you're going to be vibrant. You're going to live a good life. Our souls are unrestful because they know better. Turn to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew 11, 25. When the revelation comes out of your spirit into your soul, you're going to enter into what you call health rest. Health rest. Right now, everybody in health risk. Ooh, that just come out. Believers, Christians, preachers, they're all in health risk. Let's go eat some fried chicken. Fried chicken is a health risk. It'll clog your arteries up. Lord, all my amen. I don't care. Matthew 11, 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and the prudent and hast revealed them unto babes. Now, what would make that voice powerful? To receive revelation, you have to be childlike. You have to become as a babe. You have to become receptive. You see what I'm saying? These wise people and these prudent people got explanations, scientific discoveries, and psychological data to refute the fact that your body has to be nourished right. They come up with high, scholarly stuff. I mean, just blow your mind if you're listening to them. But if you listen at your spirit said, they stupid, you right. And then I always heard the proof in the pudding is the eating. Okay, now go to the 26th verse. I want to take you down the line because your soul is going to come to health rest. Health rest, not health risk. Write them two words down. Health rest, not health risk. We're always at risk. Once you start eating properly, you're going to be restful. Because you know you're doing wrong when you do it. Especially if somebody teach you like you're being taught in these series. And I dealt with it, y'all, not to condemn you. Remember I'm not talking about condemnation. We're talking about conviction. We read in Romans chapter 8, the carnal mind is enmity against God. You remember we read that? Huh? Yes, sir. Romans 8 is a life chapter. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Don't tell me I'm dry. Ain't nothing dry about this. Nothing dry about this. This is life. This is life and death. This is long life, long satisfied life. All right. Now look at verse 26. You got 26. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Go ahead, keep going. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. You see that?
Yeah.
No man knows the Son but the Father. Neither know any man the Father save the Son. Now here's what I want you to see this line, because you're going to have revelation for help. And he to whomsoever the Son will what? Reveal him. Reveal, powerful word, reveal him. Now, the enemy, let me take a little side, Jenny. The enemy want us, that's why I'm sitting down now. The enemy want us to get in tune to a sound and just go with it. But right now, we're preaching under conviction and revelation and put you in a position where you can have participation and you can get the manifestation and the demonstration of your health. Right now, I don't care who dealing with, just keep listening. What a time passed when you're teaching like this, a half hour gone already. All right, go to the next verse. Go to the next verse, 11 and 28. Come unto me. What did he say?
All right.
Come unto me. Who that saying that?
Jesus
the speaker. Your Bible ain't read in your Bible? Is it read in your Bible?
Yeah.
You got a cheap Bible. It's not even not read. You got a Bible and it's black and white and Jesus says something. That's a cheap Bible. I would get rid of that Bible. Come unto me. Come unto me. All you that labor and are heavy laden. All right, now. Labor and heavy laden. What one of the greatest labor and laden? She talking about two, wealth and health. Health. I mean, health and wealth, the two things that is burdened down on people. They're wondering about how I'm going to retire. Just all kind of stuff, man. Come unto me, he said, but you got to come and let me give you a revelation on it. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden under sickness and disease and worried about if you're going to die. Come unto me, all you that are heavy and laden with medicine. $25. Give you three more next week. And here, God is releasing his spirit and giving you revelation to walk in. Listen to him, children. He said, and I will give you rest. Go to the 29th verse. I will give you rest. We need to have some rest from this mess.
Yes, yes sir.
But you're going to have to do something. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. What are we doing tonight? We're learning, right?
Yes,
for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Your soul is unrestful with a bad appetite. Therefore, your body become unrestful. Therefore, your heart, everything else become unrestful because you keep putting the wrong stuff in. Jesus said, learn of me. Do it my way. Oh, my. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get much further than this next one because I asked a question and I have to explain that question. Just turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. And this is heavy hang over our head tonight, what we're about to go into now. Because, I'll say it, Lord. Actually, my brothers and sisters, health is your identity. Health is your identity that you're a son or a daughter of God. Because Jesus, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, listen very carefully, they are never helpless. There's no impossibility to God but disobedient. You heard it?
Yeah.
There's no impossibility to God but disobedient. If you disobey him, you have to suffer the consequences. But if you turn to him and tell him, help me, he will help you, and he's able to do exactly what he said. See, the only thing, two things, Isaiah 1:19 say, if you're willing and obedient, you should eat good to have good health. You know, that's what it's saying. Yeah, you're willing and obedient. But the contrariness and disobedient. But that 2 Peter, I'm about to make a statement now. I want the Holy Spirit, now we've got to have revelation in this session. What happened when your soul agree with and obeys your spirit? A lot of stuff will be cut out. What happened when your soul agree with and obeys your spirit? See, my soul knows right well. Beloved, I worship above all things, you prosper being held even as your soul prospers. Huh? In the last part of Hebrews 4:12, he says, it's a discerner of the intent of the soul. See, over and over, over, over and over again. Now, here's where if your soul begin to agree with your spirit, here's where you are. Simon Peter, first verse. Simon Peter is serving an apostle of Jesus Christ. Got it?
Yes.
To them that have what? Obtained. What? Lack precious faith with us. What? Through what? The righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Is that you? Lift your hand if that's you. Huh? Hold, no, hold a hand. I don't want no dip. Out there, hold your hand. If this verse talking about you, Simon Peter, servant and apostle of Jesus Christ. So I'm a servant, I'm an apostle of Jesus Christ teaching you. To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. All right, y'all all agree y'all down. It's talking about you, right? All right, number two. Grace and peace be multiplied on you through the knowledge of God and of our Jesus, our Lord. So grace and truth now. We're talking about health. We're talking about a healthy soul, a healthy body, a healthy life. We're talking about it can manifest through revelation, through the anointing, through the application. You don't know how to apply something. If you don't know how to apply it, it won't work. But that's what God is taking time. He got me sitting at this table so you can know how to make application. When you go home, when you go to think about this stuff, you'll know your dots, your I's are dotted, and your T's are crossed. All right? What we've been having is run-on senses. Just run on. Just eat till you get enough, man. Now, according to his divine power, underlying divine power, he has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue. Verse 4, whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, look at the end of verse 4. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, you are designed to escape sickness and disease. You are partaker of his divine nature. You got exceeding great and precious promise. Why that boy Abraham had that baby at an old age? He said he was fully persuaded that he was able to perform that which he promised. And you got to get persuaded that these lessons are sent to you from God. That's why you tune in to make some changes in your life and stop thinking about getting old, live in the now. Live in the illness of your life. Live in the I amness of your life. Live in the image and likeness of God. Live in the present moment. Tomorrow going to take care of itself if the days go right. If you do what's right today, tomorrow going to follow suit. And the next day going to follow suit. If you do, well, every time you do what's right, it follows suit. All right. Hallelujah. All right. Watch this now. Verse 4. Whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promise that by thee you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, you said some things to add to your faith. I just want to read verse 8. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you should neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we want to get right here. I want to pick it up. So I'm saying to you that verses, chapter 1, verses 1 through 8, give you a divine guideline or a divine image of who you are. You got the power. You got the power. But now, remember the two words, willing and obedient. It's so important. Now, if you didn't know, that'd be something else. But now, apostolically, the government of your health, God is revealing through his word how to turn centers around. We got 639 online. That means over 1,000 people listening. So y'all send y'all comments in what you got out of the revelation. They putting it on my phone for me, on my iPad for me so I can see. And if you got, I tell you right now, if you got a bad comment, you probably won't get in. they're gonna attack you. I'll tell you right now. So I got a question now here when I went in Peter, just now I just read Peter. There was a question the Lord told me to write. Are we on the same page of faith? Are we on the same page? Are you on the page of faith? Then 2 Peter, you should be a healthy man or a healthy woman. All right, here's a familiar scripture they preach it at funeral. And that's why the funeral is, because they preach it at the wrong time. Letting God, through his word, restore your soul. Now that 23rd Psalm says, he restores my soul. Look at verse 3 and then look at verse 6. They go together. Psalm 23, 3. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. How many think that health, healing and health is a path of righteousness?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Why are so many missing in that? In the body of Christ. You see what I'm saying? Now, look at verse 6. Show the goodness and mercy to follow me all days of my life. I will do unto the Lord. I want the one where he prepares the table. I want the one. I must, what verse is it? All right. Now. Go back to verse 3. All right. He restores my soul, right?
Yes.
He restores my soul. I got to restore it. Restore it. Write this note down. To bring back home again. Convert, deliver, draw back, pull in again, recover, refresh, relieve, recall, rescue, that restore. He bring me back home again. He's converting my soul. You know, my soul can't be born again, but he's converting it to doing the right thing. You understand that? Deliver, draw back, pull me in again, recover, refresh, relieve, recall, rescue. Could it be, I'm on another note page, I'll go back to the other one. Could it be possible you have a sick program soul? Is it possible you are being tricked through your soul to fight for your right to be sick like everybody else? You know, argument. Come up with a message. You got to be stupid, crazy, a fool to argue with a message. God send his love to you. I'm not condemning you. The Lord is changes have to be made, listen to me, in your believing, your thinking, your drinking, your eating, and speaking. Changes have to be made. Your appetite is coming out of your soul. And if you do not know how to control your soul, Satan is setting up your menu. Satan is setting, he not only setting your appetite up, he's setting your, and he make you, the worst dessert you can eat. He make you as if you buried a loved one. You get so sad. And some get so mad because that thing got them jacked up. They're possessed with it. I know. I've been through this. I know it. I'm just getting you some clarity, you know. But it's a fight. It's a fight. You got to stand up, man. Because the suggestion keep coming. I ain't going to hurt you. Satan, setting up your menu. If you begin to program your soul for help, you will not be looking for help all the time. Ha, 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 ha. Don't act like y'all don't know what I'm saying. Don't sit at that. Don't. You're always looking for help for your health. Help for your sickness. Help for your disease. You run one place, and then they send you to another specialist. Then they say, thank God for doctors. Because, I mean, even a doctor told me that woman with the issue of blood, she went to many physicians and grew worse. And the medical doctor told me, yeah, she might have been dead if it wouldn't have been going to them doctors. It might have given her something to keep her alive. I agree with that. So I got a wonderful doctor. My doctor, I went for a checkup the other day, and she's right on me. She's a nice little lady, wonderful doctor. So I'm not disbelieving in doctors, but my doctor asked me, say, are y'all still riding them bikes? Are you still exercising again? You still eating again? My oldest son was with me, Leroy Jr., went for a checkup. She was excited. She said, you still doing it? I said, yeah, I'm still doing it. She see what I'm saying? See, they know, but now I'm just going to say it like it is. We're too stupid for them to tell us. And they can't trust you. They'll tell you, eat right, you're going to go eat that crazy. So they give you something trying to make you live a little longer. Because you go and get it. Oh, yeah, doc, I'm going to eat. Jenna, what you tell me to eat? Yeah, I'm going to eat. Yeah, stop by right here. Light blanking. Take a pill. Take the pill. See. Doctors know. Just about all doctors know. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Hallelujah. My God. Let me find a closing place. What happened when your soul is out of control? Now, to get ready for this, I'm talking to me now. You become a fool when your soul out of control. And I want you to read it in Luke 12 about that rich farmer. Yeah, he was a fool. He told his soul foolish things. And therefore, the Lord said, you die in the night. Now, if you keep God, keep warning you, and you keep doing the same thing, God will stand by your bed and look at you. Because he sent somebody to tell you, especially you all online listen to this message. Look, let me give you a few more things. Yes, what God says me to tell you. If you love me properly, you will have the power to take care of my body and my house. If you love me properly, you will have the power to take care of my body, because you know he said you bought with a price, my house. And man, they got scriptures after scriptures here. Let me spit some of them out. Deuteronomy 4:29. See how fast y'all can get it? I'm going to go fast now. Deuteronomy 4:29. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29. I want to just read a few scriptures here. Can y'all find Deuteronomy? Well, I better get my Bible. There she is. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. You see that? Heart and soul. All right. Deuteronomy 6:5. Deuteronomy 6:5. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Deuteronomy 10:12. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12. I want y'all to see a few scriptures here. I'm going to close it. If you love me properly, you have the power to take care of my body, my house. And now, Israel, what does the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. See. Deuteronomy 30 and 2. Deuteronomy 30 and 2. I want you to see that. And and shall return unto the Lord thy God and shall obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children with all thy heart and with all thy soul. He's saying all over and over again. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 48. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 48. Coming out of captivity. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 48. I hope I got the scripture right. I'll be writing. And so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou givest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. In other words, the church somewhat have been led into captivity on health and a long, satisfied life. And that's what the Lord is working on. Mark 12, 30. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. You see that? And with all thy mind. See that? With all thy strength. This is the first commandment. See, if you don't do that, you're going to violate your body with fornication, eating fornication. And one of my members, you know, I talked to somebody about this and they said, ooh, this kind of trouble. No, you'll be an eating whore. You're a whore for food. You're a food whore. You're a food whore. It was said the nice way, whore. And you're being raped by your appetite through your soul. Through revelation, now the Holy Spirit is ready to pick you up. The Holy Spirit says, oh yeah, now they got something to work with. The Holy Spirit will anoint you, convict you, and carry you in places you've never been before. The guilt gonna leave you. A lot of people are guilty when you preach like this. They come under guilt. I don't want to come under condemnation. No, it's preaching for you to have faith, for you to come under conviction, for you to let the Holy Spirit lead you in the places where you can eat right, talk right, think right, praise right, worship right, live long, live strong, and not live wrong. That's what he's doing. So don't forget the topic now. Don't forget what we're dealing with. Healthy soul, healthy body, healthy life. I hope you've been helped. Is food raping your health? Fornication, molestation, and rape. You can use those words. I ain't got them in no dictionary. Don't bring no dictionary to me. You know what I'm saying. You know if you're eating the wrong food is fornication. You know if you're eating the wrong food is molestation. You're being raped. You know you're being raped. So ain't no sense of that. Organ body, science tell you the same thing. Science will tell you, the medical field will tell you the same thing. If you get it down to the nitty gritty, but you got to get through all that red tape. And the medical field can't tell you too much or they'll lose their license. Your Honor, I rest my case. You know what I'm talking, right? I'm talking to God. I done got out here and told you exactly what he told me. You held responsible. Whatever you hear, you held responsible for it. Every time you violate it, you need to repent. Because if you don't repent, your soul will pick up the same track. So when you know you're doing something stupid, when you know you're doing something against your health, when you know that it's sin, you're supposed to repent. Because see, if you don't repent, you can't recover. And see, people have not seen eating as sin, but yet people die early, people suffer. We go to the hospital now. Over 70, 80% of the people in there know Jesus. He's got crosses hanging over their bed. But somebody's slipping that bag through the back door, you know. They call it comfort food. That ain't no comfort food, fool. That's killing food. It's going to catch up with you. You're going to be so uncomfortable. Comfort food. Y'all better come under conviction. Hallelujah.